Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us here on Gwen and Chris right now, none other than Joe Musgrove. Joe, how are you, my friend? I know you're on to a wedding or on your way to a wedding. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's been a scramble today, but we're on the road and en route, so.
Good.
You're not performing the ceremony as I am for my godson next Friday. I'm getting a little nervous about it, actually.
No, man, these people are spending too much money to come to this wedding to watch me. So.
Fair enough. Well, listen, obviously big news today. Craig Stammen, a former teammate of yours, is going to be at the helm. He's going to be your manager. What are your thoughts? I mean, I assume you were as surprised as everybody else was.
Yeah, very surprised, and not a negative surprise, just a name that we didn't even know was in the running, and somebody that I didn't know was willing to step into that role as soon as he has. But I couldn't be more excited about it, man. I mean, obviously, maybe slightly biased because I've gotten a chance to play with him, but, you know, that's also experience that gives me, you know, a strong feeling that he's going to be really good in this role. Just the character, the person, the integrity. The relationships that he built over his years here with players and front office, he's just like the gold standard for what you'd want out of a professional ball player and, you know, hopefully for out of a manager.
Joe Musgrove, great to have him with us. It's good talking to you again, Joe, and look forward to, you being back in uniform. We'll ask about that in a minute. But anything you can share with Stammen and just, the 2 years you played with him that might give us a little peek into, you know, what Craig Stammen is all about?
Yeah, the high character is the biggest thing. Craig's one of the most consistent, honest, considerate, and reasonable people that I've come across in the world of baseball, and you meet all different kinds of personalities, but this is a guy that seems to have, you know, only changed for the better throughout his career and has been like a constant learner of the game. You know, you don't see many people that are in a pitching role and especially in a relieving role that have the baseball IQ that Craig has. And I know I've seen it over the last couple of years. I think 22 is his last year playing, and you know, being around the complex, it's like his mind has completely shifted from player mode to now I'm here to help these guys and be a mentor and, you know, offer my experience and now my chance to kind of learn what the next step or the evolution of my baseball life is going to be. So getting to work with them in like a different role where it's more of a friendly face, that doesn't have the intensity of, you know, trying to perform every night, has given me a chance to see, you know, who he is away from, you know, the playing side of the game. And he was a big factor in the last couple of years of getting our leadership group together and, helping be that mesh piece between the front office and the clubhouse.
Now, Joe, this is, you know, since you've been in organization, this is your third manager that you've had. And
Joe's hard to manage, obviously. He's running all these guys off.
You're saying I'm the common problem here?
Not at all. But you've experienced a new face come into the locker room. Now, Stam obviously is not a new face. He's been around in the clubhouse, on the field. But what type of things have you noticed, at least early on, or some of the things that are most important to kind of make sure things get off to the right start?
Yeah, I think it's creating a genuine relationship with your players, you know, or as a player with your manager. And there's always this, like, you know, corny, cheesy, like, I'm your best friend pitch from the managers, like, the first couple weeks. And then most of them start to show their true colors as the year goes on. And, you know, you have this feeling in your stomach. And I'm not comparing this to any manager I've been in the past, but I have been around guys, you know, that are like this. And there's that feeling of, you know, this guy was all, you know, all smiles and kisses when we first met. And now it's getting to the gritty stuff. And, you know, he's showing his true colors. So
yeah,
I think going into this, Craig has that relationship established with a majority of the people in the organization, and definitely a lot of guys in that clubhouse. And I think the honest conversations can start happening earlier in spring training and right out of the gate. You know, I think the whole open door policy is going to be a truer open door policy where, you know, guys are comfortable going in, speaking to the manager about, you know, issues. And I know people complain about, you know, the maybe too friendly of a relationship with some of the players, but I really don't see that being an issue. I see that only, you know, helping us as a group is like the open communication, and maybe the communication gets a little more heated, but these are guys that, this is the guy in Craig that's been on the field and been in this situation in the last handful of years. So I think he can relate to the players on a much higher level. You know, you look at managing a bullpen, I feel like that's one of the most difficult things for a manager to do out of all the responsibilities he has. And, you know, with the combination of him and Ruben, if that's what Ruben decides to do, which we're all, you know, fingers crossed he does, I think it's a really good duo to get our guys through the year healthy, to find out where to push these starters. You know, and the inexperience that Craig has, the manager, you know, everyone's in that first year at some point in their career. And I think with the guys that Craig has and the situation he's walking into is pretty ideal for someone coming into their first year. So I'm super excited about it, man.
Yeah, all very well said. Yeah, honestly, Joe Musgrove is our guest, Padre pitcher. Joe, obviously everyone wants to know out there where you are health-wise, how you're feeling. You know, we're looking at February 20th. They have spring training opener. They have March 26th, season opener. Do you have dates in your head? Or are you far enough along, or where are we?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm pretty much on the back end of this rehab. You know, during that playoff push, I was, you know, building up in hopes that if we got far enough, I'd have a chance to pitch. So I was in a pretty good spot there, you know, felt like I was within reach of having a chance to pitch. So I feel good knowing that, you know, I have tested this thing a little bit. I've gotten the velo up into the 90s, like, you know, pretty close to full intensity and, you know, responded pretty well. So the fact that we ran out of time at the end of the year kind of pushed us into this little deload, kind of a more of a normal off season. What I would do, you know, if the season ended on the day that it did, I would go into like a deload of throwing and kind of taper off and then, you know, slowly build back up. So I'm just now in like the phase of building back up in my second week of playing catch. I've been back in the gym for a few weeks, so I feel great. I mean, you know, this is a 13-month mark now, I think 14-month maybe. And, you know, I feel great. And knowing that I have four and a half more months to really get this thing dialed in, I feel, you know, pretty confident that I'm going to be ready to go come spring.
You said something that kind of piqued my curiosity a little bit. You were talking about the bullpen and being the most difficult thing to kind of manage for any manager. We just watched the postseason and we saw how different the bullpen was managed in, for all teams, really, in the postseason versus the regular season. What is it exactly about the postseason that leads to the way bullpens are used then versus the regular season, outside of the length of the season and having to get through it all?
Yeah, I think you see a lot more heavy matchup-based games because, you know, over the course of the season, there's decisions that are made that, you know, I listen to fans on the radio, you know, lose their mind and pull their hair out over. But, you know, there's so much that happens that, like, sometimes a guy's got to stay out there and wear 8 runs and 60 pitches and, you know, for the betterment of the group moving forward. But when playoff time comes, you know, it's about, you know, winning every game. Obviously, you guys know it. Every game matters so much more at that point that, you know, everything is mapped out. And it's like, if our starter can give us 3 now, that's the best case scenario. And then we'll get him out of there. Then we got 6 guys lined up to go an inning apiece and match up. I was actually intrigued how our bullpen was run, you know, for a majority of the year, really, but having, you know, the multiples from every guy where it's not just come in and get you 3 outs, you know, maybe you do get 3 outs only, but you get those outs, you know, spanning across 2 innings, which is, it's a lot different for a pitcher, you know, to go out there and have 2 ups as opposed to just come in and get your 3 and get out of there.
Yeah.
And our guys handled that really, really well. And in the postseason, the way that, you know, Schulte was able to, you know, piece things together to get us through those last handful of games. And, you know, you can see the, you know, the dynamic with the type of bullpen that we had, what we can do with it.
No doubt. Joe, we know you got a wedding to get to, man. We appreciate you giving us this little bit of time, man. We'll catch up again soon, man. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Absolutely. Hey, go Aztecs, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
There you go. Thanks.
Thanks. Baby boys are back.
Yes, sir. All right, Joe, take care, brother.
All right, see you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.